Who, indeed? Mr. Elton John. The disc person is on the scene. An unreasonably good fettle. I'll be here tomorrow when I ask you to be of good cheer. Jonathan Schwartz, Metro Media Stereo, WNEW-FM, New York.
It's 2 o'clock. This is Edward Brown, WNEW News. In what had been the last undecided Senate race, Indiana's Democratic Senator Vance Harkey has claimed victory. He has a 3,600-vote lead over Republican Richard Rodebush, with only three precincts still out. Harkey had been one of Vice President Agnew's special campaign targets. In Michigan, Republican Governor William Milliken appears to have won re-election, despite problems with the operation of voting computers in Detroit. The figures indicate that Milliken's lead cannot be overcome by Democrat Sander Levin in those votes still outstanding. With 96% counted, Milliken has over 51% of the vote, Levin less than 49. Just before the election, the U.S. command announced that the number of Americans killed last week in Vietnam would be the lowest in 5 years. Today it announced the actual figure, 24 men. 431 Americans were wounded, however. That's an increase of 152 over the week before. Casualties among South Vietnamese and communist troops also at the lowest levels in nearly 4 years. Italy has officially confirmed reports that it plans to recognize Red China. Italy's deputy premier says the agreement has been reached with Peking's representatives. Relations have been established, will probably be announced tomorrow. Canada recognized Red China last month. Two New York City co-eds who were found dead yesterday at Warfordsburg, Pennsylvania, near the Maryland border, were shot to death. A coroner made the announcement today, certifying cause of death of June Eberlin and Mary Ellen Lenahan, both 19, both students at Queensborough Community College. Reportedly, the girls left their homes October 24th, heading for Washington for a vacation and perhaps to attend a meeting of a peace group. Angela Davis, being held in New York for extradition to California on murder and kidnap charges, has filed a writ of habeas corpus in Manhattan's Supreme Court, charging that her arrest and imprisonment were illegal and unconstitutional. There'll be a hearing November 20th. Ms. Davis' lawyer charged that the state of California was trying to prosecute Ms. Davis only because of her political beliefs as a member of the Communist Party, and that Governor Rockefeller had signed the extradition order without proper scrutiny and consideration. The flight recorder has been removed from the Pan American 747 jet, which had to turn back to New York last night from its flight to Paris when the plane hit severe turbulence over Rhode Island. 9 of the passengers were injured, 7 hospitalized, and injuries to 2 of them were considered serious. One of the passengers on that plane, Senator Jacob Javits, said he had his safety belt fastened, and that's what saved him from being thrown into the air like some of the other passengers when the plane suddenly lost altitude. Rafael Minichiello of Seattle, Washington, told the court in Rome today that the Marine Corps owed him $200 in back pay. He tried to steal that amount from a military PX, was arrested, and because he felt he could not get a fair trial, that's why he hijacked a Transworld jet plane a year ago and took it to Rome. Minichiello, under Italian law, could get up to 30 years in jail if convicted on all counts. The President's Commission on Campus Unrest has issued the last of its special reports, and from Washington, here is Roger Gittins.
Start with a large Eastern college or university, combine with high admission standards, a liberal arts curriculum, and top it off with an ROTC program. And that, according to the President's Campus Unrest Commission, is a formula for violence. The Commission's last official survey, which was released today, concludes that serious incidents involving extensive property damage or injury occurred at a dramatically higher rate in large liberal Eastern institutions with ROTC programs. The survey also found that the war in Indochina, lack of campus communication, and the supposed unresponsiveness of the establishment were considered to be the three major reasons for unrest. The Commission cited statistics showing 20% of the colleges with ROTC experiencing violence as compared to only 4% without the military training program. Roger Gittins, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks seesawing slightly in quiet trading, the Dow up a tenth of a point. And the weather this afternoon, partly sunny and windy in the upper 50s. Tonight clear and cool in the 40s, tomorrow sunny in the 60s. Humidity 47, winds west at 15, temperature 53. Repeating the top story, in two of the undecided races, Indiana's Democratic Senator Vance Hartke has claimed victory, and it appears that Republican Governor William Milliken of Michigan has been reelected. This is Edward Brown, WNAW News.